Blessings and thank you, BBS Radio, and to all the listeners, subscribers, prescribers. We love you all. We value you. Thank you again. Wow. Today, ladies and gentle merman, through our heartfelt intention today, we're journeying into Vision Unveiled, Exploring Eyesight Part 2. So as we say, guys, please engage with it as you see fit, taking what resonates with you and leaving the rest. So today, just to quickly start out, guys, celebrations of love and honor, respect and gratitude on this human date of birth, 14 June 2025 timeline, goes out to our beloved President Q. Trump. What a shaft of light, a divine warrior, our captain, oh captain of the helm, our realm is. We love and honor you and all the divine warriors awakening, assisting all in our expansion of our light individually and collectively. So beautiful. We thank you so much. Babe, Merman.
Oh, we also, this is such a special day. Hi, everybody. Merman here. The, we have to thank all the caissons out there for the 250th Army birthday today. Uh-huh. That's amazing. I mean, in June of 1775 was
14.
Oh, 14. So, didn't I say, I'm sorry.
But June 14th is critical.
Oh, I love that. Well, everything's good with 17. But June 14th was the day that, our revolutionary riflemen were first recognized by the Continental Congress and to sign up to fight the British. And so, you don't want to forget anybody today.
How beautiful. Flag Day.
And it's our National Flag Day.
Great How day. How coincidental, but not, huh, guys? Would anybody want to say anything?
There are no coincidences.
Perfect.
Absolutely. I didn't even know it was Flag Day. And I'm seeing my name. I'm now looking out and seeing my neighbor's flags.
Oh, how perfect.
For your name.
Yeah, I love it. So truly, ladies and General Merman, did y'all want to, before we hop in, because Miss Omi, with your insight and light, your education, would you lead the way if no one else has anything else to say prior to?
I would like to say something.
Please.
It's a plug for the other BBS show that I'm on, Down and Dirty with Idaho Bo. That's me, and Vivacious Vic, my closest friend down in Boise, Idaho. Tomorrow we are talking about permaculture, and I'm calling it Permaculture 101 Take 2 because the first recording, pre-recording, the file got corrupted, so we just had BBS take it off of our archives. So join us tomorrow at 4 o'clock Central Time on BBS Radio. And we'll take it from there. Thanks a lot, Hummy.
Wait for that. It's going to be a
That's
good show.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You go, Omi.
Okay, let's get started. I hope everyone's doing well. So it's awesome to be here. And so as Hummy mentioned earlier, we are exploring the concept of eyesight versus vision again. And in our previous conversation, I went on to describe a part of the eye's anatomy. And immediately after the show was completed, I became aware that I incorrectly named the part of the eye's anatomy that I was describing. And I thought, ooh, sugar honey iced tea, I messed up. It's the vitreous I was explaining, not in describing, not the aqueous. So, needless to say, that bugged me, because I felt compelled to correct myself for sharing inaccurate information according to the medical definitions and textbook information. So while discussing it with the wonderful group here, we came to a consensus that this faux pas could be a great way of exploring more. So considering the ideas of how we have been given skewed and deceptive information regarding many areas of our air quote reality, such as in science, medicine, human biology, our own biology. Are you kidding me? Like, what do we really know? What is really correct or incorrect when it comes to what we have been conditioned to believe in? So let's dive into this. And what's been coming up for me lately is, I've mentioned this before, but it is a great topic to explore. We're constantly told that we create our reality. We create our reality. How are we doing this? Come on, like, how is it happening? We've been told that seeing is believing. So it could it be that our eyesight through the physical eye is pixelating our false reality underneath the snow globe matrix? And can vision, the heart's vision, create our true existence? And I pause there.
Omi, Amy, that is so perfect. Everything you just said, because truly, girl, what came through to me when you this is spot on in every way, and it correlates with what we've spoken of before, ladies and merman, that the whole concept of even DNA. We can start with our energetics and our own forgetfulness of our energy incoming into our human body, and then what version of human is this through our DNA, and then so on and so forth, where it even plays, of course, that aspect of the human aspect of the lenses and the all-seeing eye, or in whose lens are we really looking through or programmed to look through? And how much are we contained? So, like you said, okay, something came to me. Zaya, Leah, you asked Omi in our last archive episode of Sojourns about plasma correlating to the eye. And do you remember that, Zaya?
Yes, I do.
That was brilliant. I'm sorry. Go ahead, girl. I apologize. Go on.
Oh no, that's okay. No, the question was because what stuck out to me, what Omi was describing, was the plasma that exists, somewhere in between that anatomy. Don't give me the calling names, y'all, because I have no idea what those names are called. So, but I just know plasma was one of them. And it was, my questioning is, as we look at the eye itself, the physical anatomy of the eye being dome shaped, and us now coming to an awareness that there is a possibility that we are in the cenote is domed. What are the quote coinky dinks that the eye is domed, and we're being told, or we're maybe remembering that this realm is domed. So what actually is the realm? Is it the eye? It,
Perfect.
what, yeah, what, it, and then the plasma part being, Amy, Omi, you could jump in because I don't remember at what point the plasma comes in, but plasma in and of itself being part of the construct of the anatomy of how we're, quote, seeing is so is so related to the plasma that we're now coming to this awareness of the construct of this realm. You know, so yeah, so that's where I was coming from with that.
I love that because it really stuck out, like truly in my heart. So do you guys remember there was a reference and in Cue the Storm Rider that I kind of added my own, but my own correlates exact my own concept, but consciousness is to me. So plasma are cells, neutrino quarks, living energy that exists. Plasma is living energy that is inside of us, that is in every cell, that is a universe within us, an essence of the multiverse, prime creator, the light of our pure God force energy. And each cell, we know, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you all out there, that we're biophotonic beings. We carry universes within each cell. We are the living light plasma. Also, remembering for the people.space, thank you, Asha, so much. Incredible articles, incredible divine truth. Feel from your heart when you read that. But in that article, plasma is the fourth element of water. We've never been told that.
Yeah, that's so,
you know how y'all we're told that water can transmute to three different forms, or so we're told, liquid, solid, gas. Like we all know that. And we see it, we feel it, we visualize it, at least we perceive that. But then there's plasma, the fourth element, a gel-like substance. Our blood is made up of plasma that pumps the heart. The heart is our what? Our portal, our gateway, direct to spirit source. It isn't the other way around. As so to Zaya and your point, the heart, you know, it doesn't pump the blood. Like, Omi, you start out. It does, you know, it does pump the blood. Sorry. Our blood doesn't, you know, our heart doesn't pump the blood.
The structure is but the energy comes.
The heart is actually a vortex. When you take it apart, it's and you lay it out because it winds around, it's actually a vortex.
Wait a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a toroidal field, like you were saying, though. You're right. The, the heart becomes a toroidal field or an infinite energetic. If you look at that infinite hourglass horizontally, you can see that vortex in motion. Perfect. But it's the plasma, the blood that pumps that vortex, that heart nuts. So I'm going to jump real quick, guys, because this is exciting.
Before you jump, may I direct the listeners and maybe all y'all's too, to, there's a gentleman, his name is Gerald Pollack, P-O-L-L-A-C-K. He's a PhD professor of bioengineering at the University of Washington. And he has a website, pollacklab.org. And he talks about the fourth phase of water beyond solid, liquid, and vapor. So to what you were speaking of, I just wanted to put that out there before we segue to another bit, because it is very interesting, the fourth phase of water.
Thank you, and Lily.
Lily agrees.
Yes,
little dragon thing. Cute.
Oh, this is awesome! Thanks, Beau.
Thank you so much, Beau, and to all your point. So if we go over Omi, and I know Zaya, you're cute. You're like, I don't know which part of which. And I wonder if I didn't get excited about this, Omi would know, right?
Maybe not.
you would for sure. But what is the aqueous humor of the eye? And there's a reason why. So Zaya, when you were saying you had this knowing inwardly, that it's all connected, the plasma and what part of the eye plays a role. Well, the aqueous humor is primarily water, 98%, with a small amount of salts, proteins, glucose, and electrolytes. It resembles blood plasma. And so, only correct me here if I am incorrect in my quick research, but it also maintains the eye shape, supplies nutrients, glucose, and oxygen to the cornea and lens. Here's something fascinating. Another function that stood right out, guys, aids in light refraction.
Actions, yeah.
What? Light refraction is the bending of
Yeah,
light
yep.
as it passes from one medium to another with a different refractive index. What the heck? A refractive index,
Yeah.
a measure of how much a medium slows down light. Wait
Yes.
a minute. What? So what and who is changing, controlling our bending and measurement input and output of light? Now it also correlates the retina. So the retina is supposed to be behind, right? Oh, thank you, Omi. Light detection, this is the function. Get this, guys. Signal processing and color. Wait a minute. So the cones enable color. Now, geometrically, these pyramidal cones, what did they just even they, the dark, distort the geometric pattern of the cones? So again, are they the all-seeing eye? Where is what I mean by distortion is it assists in minimizing the amount of light incoming. And again, okay, here we go. How much light are we detecting? Most likely fractions, I would venture to say, of our light. Signal processing. What? Who is the control of our signal? Who's giving us the signal? What signal?
Yes,
Who and
exactly.
whose color vision are we programmed or limited and defined by? So in essence, whose version of the matrix are we choosing to prop up again, even in the perceived physical aspect of our eyes? Did the custodians, the dark, create this aspect through our DNA? Here we go again, programming and creating a so-called backwards human aspect of our true source connectivity to not only change the frequency, like scalar waves, right? That's not at all conducive to source or our own spirit, but our DNA and biological human body, whereby the retina, which brings in signals and light detection, color, and any other signal, should be in the forefront of the aqueous. That's just a teeny tip of the spear, if you will, which is the aqueous made up of plasma. What if this living conscious plasma uses and propels our 100% light in direct connection to our light and life force energy? Colors, for example, that we've never remembered existing. Zaya, you said in a conversation with Merman last sojourn ago, that fuchsia, you would love to see that fuchsia and some other. Why? How many stories have we heard of individuals that transitioned and came back, so to speak, and said, "Oh my goodness, the colors," because they passed into living consciousness that we don't remember existing. That can activate and expand, right? Propel us into true divine ascension of our light, right? Within each of us, our own Merkaba. Bo, you spoke of that. You didn't use toroidal field. I am, but that incredible. What I forgot the word.
Vortex.
Portal.
Vortex. Thank
Vortex.
you. That energetic that allows us to travel, time travel, to do so much that we can do. We can do. This is what I clean, what you tapped into, Omi, and to take away. I yield, guys. It's just, it was, Omi, you really popped in, Zaya, both, y'all just merman. Guys, thank you. I just got excited.
Well,
That's okay.
there is something that you, the word is so close to acquiesce that
I got the same thing, girlfriend.
yes, I just
All
can't
right.
walk away from that. I, 'cause this stuff is not, there is not a cool winky dink. This is like where it's hidden in plain sight. You know what is going on. There we go, in plain sight. But
Yeah.
you know,
Succeeding
so
is believing.
Yeah.
Believing, not knowing.
Yeah.
exactly. So that term just, it sticks out. And the other day I was I go to the lake a lot and I just sit there and I was, you know, it came to me as I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, we do not know what we look like. We know what our feet look like, we know what our knees, our arms. But when it comes to our actual face, the only being that knows what we look like is someone else who is looking at us, unless we see ourselves in the mirror, which is a reflector, action taking place when we look at ourselves. So I'm at the lake and I'm looking at the trees, and then I pan over to the lake, and then I see a reflection of me in the water. So this conversation that we're having reminds me of my awareness at that time, is that if I can see a reflection of myself in water and in water only while I'm at this lake, what it was just so profound to me. I can see myself through water, you know, as a
Interesting.
reflection. But when I look at the trees, if I'm creating this reflection of myself, am I also not creating that the trees are there, that the
You
dirt
are.
is there? But
Yes,
as
you
I
are.
pan over, I'm looking in water and I could see myself. But wouldn't it be the same if I'm looking in a tree that I would see myself? Does that make sense? Like I will see
Yes.
myself. It's
Or
just,
into the sky,
or into the
because
sky. Yes.
air is just a, for lack of better words, a less dense form of water. And
Yes,
Q's
exactly.
talked about how the elemental table that you learn, iron, gold, all of the, is it elemental? Is that what it's called? You guys help me out here. I can't
Yeah,
remember.
the elemental
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
That
Yes.
is
Table of
it.
elements.
What we've been told is
Periodic
incomplete.
table.
Periodic table.
That's
Thank you.
it. Thank you.
It is incomplete. And when I flew to Arizona once, I felt like, ladies, I felt like, and gentlemen, I felt like I was in a submarine. I had a conversation with Corinne. This has been a year and a half ago or so. And as I flew, became later and later in the day. I think I left my closest airport about 5:30 in the evening, and the stars, I'm putting air quotes here, started coming out. Venus was behind me towards the sun, which was in the west, and all of a sudden I saw the belt of Orion and Mars, and I knew that they weren't way out there, that they're over there, if that makes sense. And then I will refer to the Claudio Nocelli Terra Infinitum map that Corinne and I are going to do a deep dive in, probably at the beginning of the year. But it is super interesting. And I want to say one more thing before we get too far away from it. Zaya, you mentioned in plain sight, and then Hami was talking about the structure of the eye having cones. Which are like pyramids, and she kept talking about the all-seeing eye. What's on those little pieces of paper we call money? They tell you, right there. They've got you, every which way, including up. So I yield.
Well, so match that to Omi, what you were were saying about the vision being inverted once it hits a certain spectrum,
the optic nerve. Once it hits the optic nerve sends a signal to the brain and turns the image what we will call right side up. So this is okay, guys. How many times I think I've heard the term, does this make sense, three times during the conversation, okay? And that's so interesting because eyesight is considered one of the five physical senses. Now we've explored. So the definition of sense is a faculty by which the body perceives an external stimulus, one of the faculties of sight, smell, hearing, taste, and touch. So the matrix wants to uphold itself. Our reality has to be held up for whatever reasons. We won't get into that. That's a whole nother wormhole. So if it doesn't make sense according to the snow globe matrix, it doesn't make sense. You know, it's probably illogical, which is means it's probably true. So another definition of the word sense is a feeling that something is the case. It's an awareness or feeling that one is in a specified state. There's a sub definition that says a keen intuitive awareness of or sensitivity to the presence or importance of something. There are several different, if you guys would like for me to go on with the several, with the variations and definitions of sense and how it can be used. But the one that hits the most is perceived. Perceives is an idea, is simply a perception. It doesn't mean that something is true or real. It's a perception. And I'll yield there for anyone.
That's exactly when you were mentioning senses. We know that other different animals have different perceptions. They see spectrums of color we can't see. Dogs can hear things we can't see. I shared with my granddaughter, who I homeschool, I shared a little video with her, and it showed the different lengths, or what's the word I'm trying to think of? How far a human can see, how far a dog can see, how far a giraffe can see, how far an eagle can see. And so it's all perceived. But then again, you have to ask yourself how much of your perception has been programmed. So we're told a human can only see this part of the spectrum. So we believe it. Again, it's a belief because we are programmed that way. And part of that is psychological, and part of it is probably throughout all the resets that that humanity has gone through. He always talks about this version of human. So we have been programmed physically and also psychologically to think that this is what our world is. It is far more than this. And also we've been told when we are in the right now, we're talking right now, that this is reality and our dreams are just dreams. Well, what if this is the dream and our dreams are what is real?
Absolutely.
And all of it happens at the same time. There is no actual time travel. How can there be time travel when there's no time? It's all happening in the now, in this present moment. And I yield.
Yeah.
And to add to that, I would say I would match time travel to focus. You know, where is our focused energy and our focused attention, as opposed to traveling through time?
That makes, you know, sense.
And what makes me say that is I had this out in nature again, y'all. And I had this, I started sensing, that's the only way I could put it because I don't have another word for it. Mm-hmm. But I started sensing within my own being the different areas of stories, the pixelated stories within the framework of my body and my DNA. I started to, the best way I can explain it is to be aware of where the stories were, or the pixels that generate the story that I gave meaning to. So I started to feel that through the pixelations, through the how can I put it, the recordation or the record within the framework of my DNA, that when I put focus there, I also, not only did I put focus there, I also gave it meaning. So that animated it from a pixelation to a movie.
Oh, do you remember Q saying to try the exercise, especially when you're out in nature, and look to the left as far as you can, and then as slow as possible, sweep your head to the right, and you can see the actual frames. I've been doing that when I take my dog down to the river, and and that reminds me of the pixelation part, which is again the it's perceived, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So really, how could we even get upset with anyone, or how could we say that someone isn't honest or isn't telling the truth or whatever? They're really living from their own perceived world. Whether it's the program or from their heart, you know what I'm saying? But whichever one, they're the ones having the experience.
Exactly. And that's why I have seen Bigfoot on two different occasions. And I've seen fairies, I've seen a lot of elementals, and people think I'm wacky for saying that. They're not in the space to perceive that. So they don't see it.
Right. You know, years ago, I had a meditation. I was sharing this with Hummy. I had a meditation where I saw, so that's when I meditated. I saw different colors, you know, that I have never seen before. And I just remember, I have the memory of that. And I saw little things. It was almost like everything was floating in plasma. It really was. And I saw little creatures. I'm just calling them creatures. They were little beings that I remember. I'm not an artist where I can draw or sketch what I saw, but I've never seen them before. The little creatures remind me, the closest thing that we know of, it reminded me of a seahorse type of creature. But there were colors that I have never seen before. So when I came out and back into this realm, I cannot for the life of me remember what the colors were. And that's because they're not a part of my frequency in this realm to see, you know? So it goes back to what Zaya was saying, like, how is anything actually real or true when everything is happening at the same time? Everything does exist. It reminds me of that movie. What is it? Everything,
Everywhere. I love that movie.
Yeah. And then going back to elementary school, learning the five how many primary colors, how many blue, red, yellow, green, that make up all the colors. But again, that's something that we were told, that's something that was fed to us so that we can make up the colors within our own being.
Yes.
That reminds me of when I was Either in kindergarten or first grade, which was a really long time ago, time. And I drew a picture with crayons of the ocean, and I used green. And all the kids, the ocean isn't green, it's blue. Well, I lived at the beach, and when you're close to shore, the water looks green. It's all a perception.
Absolutely.
And Okay, so I have something to throw out at you.
Oh
Corinne and
boy.
I had this conversation the other day, and I just want to get your sensing around this idea. So I was thinking, I used to have a YouTube channel where it's probably actually still there. I just gotta go look. I don't know if I took it down, but
What's
I
it
would.
called?
It was Vibe High with Leah. I have to go look to see if it's there. But I have some yoga videos there, right? And it came to me the other day. I'm like, wow. I wonder. I gotta go check to see if those videos are still there. Then I sat with that for a minute. I'm like, that's a recording, right? So I recorded myself a couple of years ago, doing a flow or whatever. That was in our time 2 years ago, right? So if everything is happening now, then is that recording creating another animated part of me when someone sees it? They're watching it where I'm talking, I'm moving, I'm animated in this recording, and they're watching it on their TV in their room. I'm in their living room, but I'm also at home, or I'm also at the lake. Is that bilocating?
Good question, because you've been doing yoga for a long time.
Oh, girl,
I would say absolutely. Absolutely.
So would
Actually,
you? Oh,
is it bilocating or is it omnipresent?
well, that's what I was
Yeah,
Oh.
right. You
Omnipresent.
read
See,
me,
girl.
okay. So here's the next question. So then, when they hit play, and I'm in movement, I'm animating. Isn't it? Would that be also part of my life force? Animating that, but I'm not feeling spliced because I did that from my heart. It was a recording that was done because I was in my heart center, and it's a part of me that I shared. So would that also be that my life force is being expressed through that once that person hits play? Yes.
That's deep.
I
That's
feel in
deep. I don't even
my
know how
heart.
to answer
that
Yeah,
time.
my heart says absolutely, because it's energy, and energy is not destroyed, or it's created, but it won't be destroyed. It can be dispersed by the being who created it, if you will, or transmuted. I don't, whatever word we want it utilize. But I feel like that capturing of energetics, and depending on the frequency that we're utilizing as well. And again, it really pulls into that eyesight, because it's all that perception, conception, and where are you coming from, your heart or your mind? And it's fascinating that it comes all the way full expansive circle over to the heart mind, as Q brought up, bringing into your whole the whole concept of heart mind energy drop when you command your spirit to
I
move.
suppose it will also be the same as you're saying, Corinne. What I'm hearing you say is that it's the same as with Amatron, when we're now the phase that when he was here, I wasn't part of that phase. I'm part of the phase that's listening to the recording, but we're still getting the healing.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Good illustration. Very good.
Perfect. Because the energy still exists in that timeline, and we're hopping on that stage and maintaining the props. to that stage. It exists. You know, Gene Roddenberry depicted that beautifully in Star Trek as well. And there were certain players of his starship that they all beamed into this one space-time moment of a timeline. This was fascinating, but it depends on where one's at in their frequency that you realize that they were just simply, the crew finally realized they're animating, and this was a, for lack of a better word, a lower frequency. And as a result, they were propping this up. And so every day they'd wake up and it was a hamster wheel or Groundhog Day, like that movie is another one.
Right,
guys? And they were propping it and they kept living it. They couldn't figure out how to break the cycle until they finally moved into their heart energy. It was a pure, pure perfect example when they moved into energy. They broke this cycle and got out of there as Ron and Ron Amatron, Q, and Asha talked about spinning out the movie The Nines with Ryan Reynolds.
That's really good.
Isn't that wild? Because it's just when you realize you're a nine, you can spin out, you could choose to leave. And this is beautiful. One other quick thing, guys, because I so wanted to tap into what Zaya, you brought up on reflection. To me versus refraction, again, do you know what? When we were kids, my dad, when I was 14, oh my God, today's 14, interesting. I was 14, I just remember that timeline. I wanted a telescope so bad. Dad bought me a refractor frame telescope. So what it did was there were certain lenses that you were to utilize to flip, to your point, Omi, if you will, right side up. Or I thought it was left to right or right to left. I couldn't remember if it was horizontal or vertical. But what we were told is, oh, you're looking at the moon incorrectly. Really, you need to use the Barlow lens, a lens, guys, you know, back to our lens. So if our lens is flipped, then you utilize a Barlow lens to flip the flip. I know you're like, wait, which way's up or down? Does that sound familiar when you hear, oh, drink this juice, it's good for you? Then you read, no, it's not good for you.
Absolutely.
U.S. Department of Day, they want to convolute you every which way.
All to take you out of your space of neutrality.
Yes.
You always, oh my God, now I've got to do this. I've got to do that.
Well said.
And you know, another thing is they tell us, the U.S. Department of Corinne, that's the way the eye works. But do we really know that that's what they've
talked
to us about every bloody thing? So, you know, is it really upside down? Does that mean the world is upside down if your eye flips it back the other way? Like, are we walking upside down? It's what? It just doesn't really make any sense back to that word.
I love that, Bo. And what did Zaya say in the end? Go out nature. And Q is to say it, right?
Yep.
Mermaid. Ron, get out nature, because Zaya, you hit on something. When you look, and Omi, you said it about the water, because the water it's twined, it's fused with the plasma. And as a result, the properties that they carry are direct light. They're so beautiful light that's us. And so when you're looking at yourself through that pond, Zaya, what you said, I feel that's more of our pure light. And Bo, you said that can even reflect whatever, the dome, the sky. But the beauty that we choose to, we're creators, we're inspirers. So that beauty that we feel in our heartfelt aspect of our vision only versus our eyesight, which is that mental aspect. So, oh, you ladies are amazing. Merman?
Oh, I'm just taking it all in. I'm just grateful to be here with such highly conscious divine feminine.
We love you.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. We love you. Mm-hmm. I enjoy you all so very much, you know. And, you know, I was thinking of when Zaya mentioned here and now, you know, all things happening at once and omnipresence. I was talking with my spirit regarding going to work, and I was like, I just don't want to be there. And I
don't blame you.
yeah. And so what I received with that was, there is no there, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, like
no, there isn't. Not until there's nothing behind you until you turn mm-hmm. around and make it. We're creators.
Yes, there mm-hmm. is no there.
Perfect.
And the idea of eyesight, we're taking in information.
Mm-hmm.
And what if with vision and the idea of if we were light, there would be nothing to see. We would just be emitting,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, so my mind is just a million places right now, you know.
We are actually light. We are just mm-hmm. in a denser form to experience what it's like in this dimension, if you will, or this density that's kind of redundant. But we are light. We're remembering. Like if you went on, actually, even on my BBS page, it says light being remembering. I'm remembering more every day that I am light.
Mm-hmm.
Someday you might not be able to see me.
Yes, I appreciate that. Yes.
True.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yo, do you remember, well, Zaya, I believe you brought him up. But Bo, you may have, or Omi, I don't recollect. Someone brought up, I'm pretty sure it was you, Zaya, gene decode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. Just feel into that word, y'all. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
What do his mm-hmm. divine truth and all's key lays out? You will have to resonate with all, whatever.
Amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
But gene decode. So right. Is he helping us decode mm-hmm.
oh, yes.
genetics?
Oh,
that makes sense.
It does. I love that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Pun intended.
Right.
What's interesting is under the definitions of sense, there's one, it's the sixth definition. It says genetics, relating to or denoting a coding sequence of nucleotides.
What?
Yes. Yep. This is
wow.
And then there's one that's related to mathematics and physics. It's a property, example, direction of motion, distinguishing a pair of objects, quantities, effects, et cetera, which differ only in that each is the reverse of the other.
Mm.
Wow.
Yes. Crazy. And that. Mm-hmm.
So that goes to that, to me, what I hear is that the senses is definitely how we're materializing this world, and it's one of the things that is limited. You know, we came here to experience limitations, probably not to the degree that we're experiencing them, but this is a limited zone, you know, in this whole
dream.
Yeah, but absolutely. Yeah, so,
This is interesting because there are six definitions under the word sense.
The
Okay.
Sixth Sense.
Yes.
Yeah,
And
I
that's
was going to say the movie.
yes.
Yeah.
What is considered the sixth sense? Is it intuition?
Intuition.
Okay. Okay.
That, and it's so funny, but when is intuition? They don't say male intuition. Isn't that interesting? And it's so, with my observation, the women have greater intuition and spirit, and that's why we have so many women in the Q followings. That's why I say following, but awareness, I think, more than men. And we've talked about that in the past, but they just have this higher, currently, we all have the light, but it's they seem to be tapped into it a little more in intuition. And what is intuition? It's seeing from the heart. It's feeling.
It's insight.
It's insight. Insight. There we go. Exactly.
That brings full circle. And guys, thank you, Merman. Thank you, Bo. Thank you, Omi and Saya. In an article in For the People dot space. So this was on 11 June, right, of this year, guys, 2025. And I'll just quote it, because in this lower frequency of dense possibilities, there has been a what force illusion of separation, of splitting away from source in certain matters, quote unquote, matter, to simulate limitation and variation of light, bending of light, could it be, and lack
Water
of
bending it.
light, lack of light for the experience, end quote. What, guys, are we talking about? The DNA, the human body, including eyesight, have they been labbed or tampered with, is my words that come to my heart. Is it labbed, meaning tampered with from the Anunnakis? So it stands to reason that this current version of our body, right, or whatever version we all are, because of different generations, different aspects of all of us, right? But can the ocular in all aspects, I'm just asking, be manipulated to put the point that our eyesight is indeed a perception of what the dark wanted us to be programmed to see, not visualize only in our mind versus visualization of our heart? Are we propping up the mind, which is programmed to prop up the matrix? So instead of hopping down the mental energy path, literally, guys, we can bypass it and lead, connect, entwine with our very own heartfelt pathway, our own bodies, spirit, and consciousness. And I'll yield
I
there,
think that's a
guys.
yes. So that word refracting, it's in very, fracturing the light, fracturing, and
Mic drop.
you fracture something, you can manipulate it, you can alter it in our altered perceptions.
Absolutely.
Refracting is very, I
Thank
got a lot
you.
to do with that.
That's why I really feel like that's why Q has reminded us time and time again to go within, because it's when you go within that you can create whatever you want. And not just on another omnipresent timeline, but even right here, right now. I can give you my dog for an example. That I imagined it, and boom, the next day I got the exact dog I wanted.
I
And I
know.
it is going within and using your insight, not your visual eyesight, which we know has been manipulated to create the world you want.
We have 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Okay, guys.
Oh,
Thank you,
no.
Zaya. Oh my God, Bo. Omi, this beautiful Zaya. You guys, Bo, Merman, I honor you. We inspire with Q and Pierre Q. and the amazing Q team for the people.space. Please get on that. Anyone who doesn't recognize that or is just incoming, Croatian Lightship CLS, Hummingbird on Telegram. She's incredible. But we thank you, Croatian Lightship and Ron Amatron, the whole Q team. We thank you all. We love you. PRQ Homesteading is next. Please check out their podcast sites and all of the PRQ radio shows, Project Review with Q shows. Merman and I are grateful. You guys, to the Divine Power Pack souls, we love you, sisters.
You we love, love you.
We
Bye,
love
everybody.
You. We love,
love you
all. You
next time.
Bye. We love you, BBS. Love you, Thomas.
Bye.
And then the Unstoppable Jeff. Love.
Oh,
so don't,
yeah.
Don't miss that. Oh, that's a great. And we love you all.
We love
thank you.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks for all the
thank you for all the fish.